This article appeared in the summer 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Being UU in Utah by Donald Skinner. From June 24th through 28th, more than 3,000 UUs will converge on Salt Lake City for the UUA's annual General Assembly. And many will be wondering, what's it like to be UU in Utah? This is a great place to be a Unitarian Universalist, says the Reverend Teresa Novak, minister of the 100-member UU Church of Ogden, Utah. Unitarian Universalism is important in other places, but here it's nothing short of life-saving, she said. There are so many people here who need us, who need to know what we stand for, including those who leave the Mormon Church and need a place to go. Novak noted that surveys find that Mormons make up 70% of the state's population, but in Salt Lake City itself, they're only half of the population. The media are always looking to balance their stories with our perspectives, said the Reverend Tom Goldsmith, minister of Salt Lake's 350-member First Unitarian Church. Our influence in Salt Lake City is so disproportionate to our numbers, it's amazing. A lot of UUs do have a bad taste because of Prop 8, he acknowledged. Just know that our battle is not against Mormonism. There are many very progressive Mormons. Salt Lake City also has one of the largest per capita LGBTQ populations in the country, he said. Donald E. Skinner is a UU World contributing editor. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.